The veterans that may have been exposed during dental treatments have been sent letters advising they need to be tested for hepatitis B and C and HIV.
We want to know what went wrong, why it went wrong, why it took 4 months to notify people, and what they're doing to make sure it never happens again.
Despite the fact that the possible exposures happened between February of last year and March of this year, the letters didn't go out until this week. Bond says it's not clear whether people were actually infected.
Right now, we think the equipment all went through sterilization, but it did not. It did not have all of the steps that are required, and we demand that they have a checklist to make sure that. That it's safe. Our veterans deserve the very best care, nothing less, and they don't deserve to be put at risk.
Bond says veterans who were put at risk have called his office and are shocked at the news. He says he's apologized to them. Ryan Femuliner, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.